Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Paul and Barnabas arrived in Lystra, where they preached the gospel to the citizens. I read from Acts 14, 8 through 10. Now at Lystra, there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. He was crippled from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, and Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he sprang up and began walking. Principle: take the risk of following the Holy Spirit. Building upon the principle that God's Spirit is partnering with us when we share the gospel, we should be alert to signs of what he is doing while we are sharing the good news. At Lystra, Paul discerned that one of his listeners had faith to be healed. How did he know? Only those who have trained themselves through practice to see, hear, or intuit what the Spirit is doing and saying, and who are willing to take the risk of being wrong and looking bad, will be able to do this. Being Christ's representative is not about our looking good and never making a mistake. Christ expects his messengers to be faithful to him, regardless of the personal cost. Being led by the Spirit involves an internal knowing that cannot be logically explained. The Spirit is an able communicator, but he speaks most often in what the Bible calls a still small voice, 1 Kings 19:12, that only those who believe and are open and alert will detect. Once we hear that voice, then we face the choice of what to do. Paul risked the entire gospel opportunity by publicly commanding the man to stand up, something impossible for him without a miracle. The risk was rewarded when the man obeyed and God healed him. This public attesting miracle validated the message and the messengers to the people of the area and opened their hearts to the gospel message. If we want apostolic results, we must take apostolic risks.